I would like to give a vod tonight on a sensitive topic. By all means, this is not the be-all and end-all vod for Shulevim. I'm the youngster over here. I leave that for the elder statesman, Chashava Rosh Yeshiva's Mashkiach of the Yeshiva. Everyone will talk about Shulevim. But I think this is something we'll touch on, maybe within the series of Shulevim, a topic which we boldly call Be'inyan Taivas Ha'adam. Everyone knows, for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a Yetzer Tov, which the Medrash in Bereishis says is Tov. And when Hashem created us with the Yetzer Hara, they darshan the Pasuk from Bereishis of Tov Ma'od. Part of the tachos of a person having a Yetzer Hara is the challenge and the nisyonos that come with it. And through that challenge and the growth a person has in hopefully defeating his challenge, but even sometimes when you don't defeat your challenge, but getting up, the resilience, as Rav Huttner echoes in the letter, Shevel Yipol Tzadik Vekam, to get back up after challenge, is all very important. And dealing with our nisyonos, dealing with our Yetzer Hara, is a battle which everybody wages. And it doesn't matter how old you are, I just was looking for different things for the Vod, I came across a quote from Rav Sol Salanter in a new Sefer that was published. That says, Rabbi Sol said, I'll show you one day what the Yetzer Hara person has when he's 70 years old. Every age of life, you have different Yetzer Haras. And you have people who fall prey to the Yetzer Hara. It's different nisyonos, different challenges. But obviously the raging, torrential waves are when someone's a bacher. It's a very, very big challenge. And it's something that nobody's mekana. It's very tough. And it's tough always, and Kol Shekeinu and Dor in a generation where we have so many nisyonos and so many challenges from the outside and from within. Lots of challenges. Now, normally in fighting Yetzer Hara, there are two basic ideas that I think the Baal HaMos will talk about. One are you put into the category of Mimayat HaNisayon. Do whatever we can to limit the nisayon. And, a classic example, talk about phones for a moment. So with phones, memayit nisayon means trying to get as many gedarim and things as possible to stop us in the first place from ever having nisayon to fall in, to be tempted by. One basic area of musar when it comes to nisyonos for the Yetzer Hara is memayit nisayon. To diminish the challenge and try to avoid the challenge as much as possible. The second element of Musar is real tachbulos and eitzos for what a person to do. Okay, now you're in the battle. Right now in front of you, you have Yetzer Hara. There's no time. You're past being reminded. You have this challenge, you have this test. What do you do to get around it? Baruch Hashem. Luban always quotes different chazals from Akedah Yitzchak. The Rishiva has lots of tricks over there. The parsha of Yetzer Hara to deal with it. I was thinking, I know there's lots of, in the parsha of Bilam, remember once going through a whole medrash, step after step, different nisyonos, different challenges, different eitzos to get around the Yetzer Haras. And you look through the different Bali Musar, I'm sure you hear it over the years, different eitzos and tricks, how to deal Shas Maisa with nisyonos and challenges. Linnea's deity tonight, I want to give forth a third area. Some might call it part of my mind and the Sion, but I think in a certain sense, it's a broader idea than that. There's really a third area, which I think is Kedai to focus on in these things. And really, I think in some ways, it's the least known or the least avenue which is talked about and focused on. But it's important. Before I introduce what this third possible area is, I want to expand upon the Etzem challenge. Now we know when a person has a Nisayon, so the Nisayon itself is dangerous, probably for two main reasons. Number one, the obvious thing, is if a person has Shom is Nechshal Navera, so there's the Avera itself. The Avera itself, the person Nechshal, and is a big, is a thing, it's a setback, a Gam, whatever it is. You know, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where we're holding and, you know, takes everything into account. But so goes so. A person knows an Avera. And step one, you look at, he did the Avera. Step two, in some sense, is worse, is the fallout from the Avera. Avera gereres Avera. One Avera causes another Avera. A person feels depressed, down, further from Hashem. That's a second aspect with an Avera. Again, these are the two normal things I think a person focuses on when we talk about Averas and Nisyonos. But I believe there's a third aspect. It's called the Taiva. It's called the drive, the desire, the fantasy. When a person wants to do an Avera and something that's on his mind, there's another big problem. Before he even comes to do the Avera, it's the fact that it's on his mind. He's thinking about it, dreaming about it, fantasizing about it. And that's very bad. Twofold. It's bad because it occupies your mind, and whatever degree, fortunately, you get stuck in focusing on it, takes you away from other things. But besides the fact that it takes away a person from other things, it's hard to learn when you focus on the other thing. But it takes away a person's heart. Like, you're driven after that. You want that. You're focused on that. Taiva is something which could capture a person, which could, you know, everything he does, you know, could be for taiva. Simple muscle. You know, a guy's in a situation. You know, you have to see, you know, young girls around him all the time. So he's going to act, everything he does, he's going to act differently because of people watching. Every move he makes, everything he does, because he's focused on that taiva. That's a big problem. The person didn't even do any avera yet, besides maybe her hurin. He didn't do the avera, he didn't fall in the avera. But the focus on the taiva, on the fantasy and the desire, something that takes over him. So that's the area I'd like to focus on tonight. And it's a very tough area to focus on because the Maisa Taiva is pretty natural. Inborn in people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, for the right reason, person to have Taiva, person to have desires, natural human desires. And the Mela, those things are going to be caught up in things sometimes, and it just takes hold of a person. So how do you fight that? It's pretty natural. Part of it. So that's where I'd like to start focus tonight. So I came across a few years ago, famous, very interesting Ibn Ezra. And what I believe, glad I gave the Maror Mokum out beforehand, a lot of people who are bothered by this Ibn Ezra, that will be part two. There's a basic caution Ibn Ezra. I think I have another caution Ibn Ezra. I'd like to quickly read through it. Ibn Ezra is on the Isser of Losach mode. Ibn Ezra asked the famous kasha, Noshim Rabbi Yitimu Azosa Mitzvah. Many people ask a question on this mitzvah. Echia Adam Shal Yachmo Dover Yafa Belibo. Koshaman Nechma Numara Eina. How can you tell a person not to desire and want something that's in front of his eyes? It's beautiful. It's pleasing to see. Ibn Ezra obviously assumes, you know, it's the nature of people. They see something beautiful. How can he ask them not to desire it? Was Pshad and Torah's Isser Los Achmod? He's showing them different answers. Listen to Ibn Ezra's fascinating answer. Va'ata etin l'cha mashal. I'll answer with a mashal. Da ki ish kifri, a city dweller, simple person. She'ish lo de'a das nechona, smart, straight das. V'ura bas melech. He sees a princess. She yafa, that's beautiful. He doesn't think in his heart that he's going to be able to sleep with her. He knows it's not possible. You think this simple person is going to be like a mishubina? He's going to think he could fly like a bird? Would he ever have such desires? I want to fly. Right? think a person has desire to be with his mother, even though she's very beautiful. He's used to, from the time he's young, this is asr. It doesn't make any sense. Kacha, that's the mashal of the Ibn Ezra. Kacha kol maskal tzarech sheyeda. Ki isha yafa o mamon loimsu adam ba'avur chak masu v'dayto. That a pretty woman or money that a person desires, a person's not going to find with his chachma and das, v'aka shecholak lo Hashem, unless Hashem, God, gives it to him. V'amar koheles, quotes koheles, or chachamim, Nechaim Azoni, Labus Husital Milsa, Bemazla, Bavar Zeh Maskil, Lois Aviv, Lo Yachmo. Because of this, the Maskil, the one who understands, is not going to have Taiva, not going to have Chemda. The Yacher Sheyodea Sheishas Re'ehu Asura, Hashem Lo. After he knows that Kodesh Baruch Hu Asur, Eishas Ish, someone else's wife to him, Yosi Nuskova Beino Mibas Melech, Bileva Kvi. This is even further to him than the distance of the princess to the simple person. Hashem doesn't want it, there ain't no way you're gonna get it. Therefore, a person gotta be talking, Hashem's gonna give him everything. I think a lot of people were bothered by this. Eitzah sounds pretty foreign, doesn't sound like something so simple to do. But I have a more basic kasha on this piece. Ibn Ezra, what are you talking about? I'll go over the line. Ki isha kfi she isha das lechona v'ra bas melech she yafa lo yachmod osa belibo she yishka vimo. Really? Maisim b'chol yom. A simple truck driver. Simple accountant. Doesn't have taivas for a supermodel? Doesn't have taivas for a princess? And we're not talking about crazy fantasies that he's going to marry her one day. Look at the Lashon Ibn Ezra. Sheyishka vima. People don't have taivas. No one has that taiva, that chemda, that they're going to be with the princess, to be with this, the model, the actress. Simple people don't have these taivas. Really? Ibn Ezra, see what's going on in the world. What's pshat? All right, no. Hold on. We'll hack after. I'm inviting everybody to a session after my 100%. Right, we have to do that. I'm not doing ksos this week. We'll do a session. What's pshat? Ibn Ezra is writing over here that a simple, straight, normal person he does not have a drive and desire to sleep with her, to be with her. Really? I believe I have the answer. Does Kasha bother me in Ibn Ezra? I believe I have the answer. The answer is, it's an Adam with Das Nechona. We all don't have Das Nechona. We live in a world where Disney has taken over. Pun intended. You know? When you wish upon a star, anything can happen. You watch movies. Wow. This loser, this schlep. Look what happened to him. Look who he ended up with. Wow. We live in a world which is absolutely full of insane sheker. Right? There, it really does not make sense for a simple person to have any taiva for a model, a supermodel. Ibn Ezra's right. It really doesn't make sense. Because people don't have taiva for things which is their zero sheikhas. What has happened, though, is there's been a breakdown in Das. And we live in a world where anything is possible. Anyone can become the president of the United States. Anyone could go from rags to riches. It's the American dream, the American way. And Ibn Ezra wasn't talking about the American fantasy. The American fantasy has seeped in from American culture to everyone, including us. That we have insane taivas, insane ideas that are beyond the pale of anything which is das nechona. People who have real das and clear das, you wouldn't be misava something. You have no shaykhs. It's only because there's a shemetz of a degree that we think it might be possible. Our das has been twisted and bent. Oh, now I have a taiva. Someone just told me a beautiful story today. Beautiful. That, embarrassed to tell the story, but it fits the theme. That somebody was doing research on a shidduch and called up a person and was asking about the girl. The big disclaimer is everything about this is wrong. But the guy was asking about the girl and asked his description of the girl. I want to know, is she drop dead gorgeous? That was his requirement. Wasn't pretty, wasn't good looking. He's Nachmadrega. Drop dead gorgeous. So the person on the other line, I don't think he told it to him, though he might be the type that would have. Person on the other side of the line, who's a maven, his remarks to other people is, I'm not going to say the full remark, but we'll get this uncensored version later. His full remark is, this guy has real problems. what's the matter? Why? He says, he wants a shidduch. What's the matter if a guy has a drop-dead gorgeous woman? Drop-dead gorgeous. Because you're warped. Doesn't make any sense. Who do you think you are? It's insane. But that's what happens. American society has so corrupted our minds. We don't have das nechona. You know what we really do? We have a warped das, crazy ideas, a nefesh rechava, then now any taiva, anything is possible, and we add to ourselves taiva on top of taiva on top of taiva. If we wouldn't be exposed to such crazy things, and we wouldn't reinforce such crazy ideas by constantly focusing on these things and looking at these things, it's no shaykhs to me. Why do I think about it? Why do I care about it? The more we expose ourselves to these American ideas and how everyone has to follow every move of every superstar, every model, this and that, it breaks down our das, our ideas, and it adds taiva das. A person is born with taiva, but it's pashut, kulam alo pligi, you could add to that taiva. You could add to those desires. And the yisod is, the more a person adds to his desires, the tougher it makes it for himself, pretty pashut. That's not the chiddush. The chiddush is that we should all deher that we're all subject to this. More persons able to slightly, slowly break away and say, it's pretty stupid. I'm following these things. I'm thinking about these things. It doesn't have shaykhs to me. You know? If you're misava, someone has more shaykhs to you. Forget about the movie stars. If we were able in some way to break away from the misava and thinking about the movie stars and this, you know? Bring it closer to home. In a certain sense, it makes it better. Because our taivas are just not growing to insane levels that, you know, Chas Hashem one day could churn out, I need drop dead gorgeous. Because that's all I focus on. That's all I see. That's all I look for. That, I believe, is, I think, a new path. An old path. It's from an Ibn Ezra. Pashtus of the Ibn Ezra. Pashtus of this Ibn Ezra is a person, it's beyond the realm, it's pashut, that a person shouldn't be misava, a princess, a model, an actress. It's pashut. Now that we got step one, now can we understand step two of the Ibn Ezra? Step two of the Ibn Ezra is, and even legabe things and taivas, which are more within your realm, to that the Ibn Ezra is giving this strategy. It's pshat in the Ibn Ezra. His mashal, the most poshut step, is not going to be misava the princess. But that's the mashal for any taiva you have. If you view any taiva, which you do have shaykhus to, you do have shaykhus, maybe not to the princess, to the model, but you do have shaykhus to, maybe not drop dead gorgeous, but you know, pretty this and that. So that's what Ibn Ezra is saying, another eitzah, or an eitzah, this eitzah on another level. I'll read Ibn Ezra. I'll show you later. But Ibn Ezra is explaining to us that a tachpula, a trick, a person focuses any taiva. Look, if it's shaykh to me, okay? But right now it's usher. It's ashes re'ehu. It's usher. So it's usher to me. So I should be just like the princess. I have no shaykh to. My next door neighbor's wife is like the supermodel. No shaykhus. If we get the first step, we can move to the second step. And the more you move and you grow in that area, talking to all of us, right? That's a means of how a person works on, that's the Torah's mitzvah or the law of Lo Sachma. Torah, according to the Ibn Ezra, is giving us a tremendous eitzah of how a person is slowly able to work and focus and break away from his taivas, from his chemdos. The Ibn Ezra is answering his kasha. How can the Torah be mechayvim v'sachma? It's natural. His kasha was, it's natural. You see a pretty person, pretty lady. You're going to be misav of that. How's he answering his kasha? Ibn Ezra is answering, it is shaykh. It is shaykh. It's possible for a person to address and deal with his taiva by focusing. And according to the way we're explaining it, if you hear the first step of the Ibn Ezra, how the princess has no shaykhs to you, which is a step we all need to work on first, then you can move on to the second level, second madrega, and any taiva, which is usher, you could view as that. It'll be more. I'd like to explain one little deher. How the hell does this practically work? How do you do this? So the answer, like many things, is must be spilos. But I'll tell you what you have to be misponing on. I think it's an important little deher. Is being the fact that the nature of this Melchemes HaYetzer is not while you're in the battle, and it's not even while after the battle when you feel down in this. It's pre the battle, or it's part of the battle. A person has taivas and chemdos, you know, to do an aveira beforehand. So the taiva itself might be something pushing and driving a person. But sof, it's still not shas maisa. The taiva is not there in front of you, you're about ready to do the aveira. This is the pregame still. So that being so, that's where the Ibn Ezra's argument comes in. Ibn Ezra is giving you something which you could imbibe through Mospespilos or for Ian. It's an intellectual argument. The more a person dahers, this has no shaykhus to me. There's no shaykhus to me. The more he dahers that, the more the taiva just slips away. People don't have taivas for things which are stupid, are beyond their grasp. Does anyone over here have a drive to become the president of the United States? No. Why not? Because we don't think affirmed Jews will become the president of the United States. There's no shaykhs to it. You hear that idea. You understand that, right? You have some kid. Oh, we have a good English here in Miami. Some kid thinks he's going to be the president of the United States. And that's because he's driven in there. It's my job to convince him otherwise. I can do it. You batter the kid. Your das doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Think about it. And it gets through. Persons should never underestimate the power of your das. The more a person dehears, this has no shaykhus to me, it's not easy. But the more you make fun of Disney, the more you make fun of American culture, of what it's at, It's all facade. It's all show. It's not true. The more you hear that, the easier the distance, how it sullies ever so more the taiva. Yeah, I have no shaykhs in that. One last thing I would like to focus on. Another important eitzah, and perhaps an idea within this, is we're focusing tonight on the aspect of taivas, of these drives and desires a person has. And we touched on the fact that this aspect, in some ways, is different than a person's challenge of the Aveira itself, post-Aveira. It's, you know, the pregame, it's all the build-up, it's all the guy psyching himself up. He wants this, he wants this, he wants this. And we said it's something that encompasses a person, it takes him away from everything else he's doing. But one of the things that it really does is really takes away, you mentioned before, his heart. A person has one heart. Now, obviously, there are different madregas, and you don't have to be worried about being a stira. You could be a stira. I'll touch on the shmuzi once that before. But a person has one heart. Which direction is that heart going? Chovos Avavos talks about taivos and ruchnias, or tzarazuazu. It's either this one or that one. Your heart's being pulled in this direction or that direction. A person who has all these she'ifas, because every waking moment is this taiva, this taiva, this taiva, his she'ifas for growth and learning, for growth in midos, growth in Yerush Shemayim, is one heart pumping. What's it pumping for? Taivas take away from a person's she'ifas. And by definition, to a certain degree, she'ifas help fight a person's taivas. The more a person has she'ifos and drives, desires, I want to become something. I'm not satisfied just being another, you know, another guy on the street, another Yosef Ben Shem. I want to become something. I want to become a Ben Torah. I want to become a Baal Midos. I want to become somebody that my children, Bez Hashem, look up to. I want to become a Talmud Chacham, a Baki, an Amkin, a Yari Shemayim. I've tried those she'ifos. The more a person builds those she'ifos as part of his heart's occupied. It slowly dissipates, especially if a person head-on works on the stupidness of the Ibn Ezra's point. It's stupid, but we all feel it. It takes a while to dehear how stupid. But the more a person builds up his she'ifos in his heart, the less room there is potentially for taiva. Taiva is always going to be there. It's always going to be a challenge. You could be the biggest masman, the biggest she'ifas. I'm not saying your taivas go away. What we saw from Yosef HaTzadik, the means of how he fought Eishes Potifar, was by saying, I have she'ifas for this. I can't deal with it. He was able to use those she'ifas, even Shas Maisa. Kol Shekin, you could use those she'ifas beforehand to fight the drive of taiva. I think this is something that, as Baruch Hashem, every little break we have in yeshiva is a means for a person to get revved up and come back with a drive and a desire. A kol holech achar asof. Different points in a year. We're by the halfway point, maybe a little bit past the 50-yard line. But, you know, it's an important year for everybody. Third year guys, what happens next? Second year guys, will I be a third year guy? First year guys, who will I be? Major nisyonos, major challenges. The end of a year is crucial. But guys sometimes look at it, you know what? Half a year is gone. I'm used to this, you know, this is my regiment. I wake up this time. I go back to the dorm this time. I expect to learn this amount of blot. I expect to get this amount of share. I expect to sometimes learn Mussar. All different, but it's a new beginning. A guy should have drives, she'ifos, they come back after a little break. I want to do I want to accomplish. There'll be a new sugya. Hey, I'm on pace. I want to try to cover my Bikiyas goals. I want to try to get more into Musar. You know? Every break gives a person a time to step back, think about, have she'ifas, have drives, have desires. I want to accomplish, I want to do. The more a person has drives that he wants to accomplish, he wants to do, the more Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavla. That's part and parcel of it. She'ifas for Torah, we actually had a shavuos from Reish Lakish. It's part of Limud HaTorah. A Kabbalah HaTorah is part of Limud HaTorah. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavla. The more she'ifas a person has to accomplish, Be'ez Hashem, the more it should help a person in conquering the titles of Yetzirah. Shkoyach.